This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Look at verse 23 again. As they sailed, he fell asleep. Isn't that interesting? Jesus fell asleep on a boat. And they were offended by that, perhaps. A squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided and all was calm. "Where is your faith?" he asked the disciples. Where is your faith? I want to ask that question rhetorically of you and me. What's your faith in? A lot of people can say, "I believe in the Lord," but their faith is in the government. "My faith is in the benefits I get from the government." A person can say, "My faith is in the Lord," but really my faith is in the company that writes my check every 2 weeks. That's where my faith is. A man or woman can say, "My faith is in the Lord," but my faith is in our house. Our faith is in the cars. Our faith is in what we own. Your faith has got to be in Him. And maybe one thing that can come out of this message today is for you to answer that question: where is your faith? What's it in? Where is it? In whom is your faith? It's got to be in the Lord God Almighty. You've got to believe that God is the God of provision. What does that mean? That's a title of the Lord. The Lord provides in the Old Testament. Jehovah Jireh, I think. It means God provides. It means you recognize that no matter what you have in life, God is ultimately the source. He is ultimately the source of everything you have. Verse 25, in fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." Here's what the essence of the message today is this. You've got to believe that whatever storm you're in right now, Jesus is with you. And I don't mean that as a platitude, as a nice saying. Isn't that a pleasant thought? Jesus is with us. I really mean it. You've got to believe that He is present with you just as much as the disciples knew He was in the boat. You've got to believe that no matter how bad it is, how deep it is, He's deeper still. Jesus is deeper still. Dwight Walter uses a term in his writing years ago. I'd never heard of it before. ACOA. Who knows what that is? ACOA. Adult child of an alcoholic. I don't even know if the term is used today. He used it because he grew up in a situation like that. He said, "I grew up crippled for 5 years as a child." He said, "I grew up with two people who lived a life of hate." He's talking about his mom and dad. And here's what he described about his life. He said, "I was raised in hell. I was raised in hell." He said, "Chaos seemed normal. Confusion seemed like home." That's what he grew up. In other words, he was so accustomed to the dysfunction in the home and the fighting. He said, "I grew up with it thinking this is normal." You know when he realized it wasn't normal? When he came to Christ and experienced peace and tranquility that he never knew before. And here's what I want to tell you. He said, "I was raised in hell, but he discovered heaven through Christ." Christ was in the boat. Christ was in the boat. He just didn't know it.
Is it possible that's a word for you today, that Christ is in the boat of your life and whatever the storm is, He's there? Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.